Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome. I thought it would be really fun to come in every single week this summer and offer a tip of the week. And so I got this idea from somebody and I was like, what a fun idea of just bringing a tip to you guys based around wellness, right? So this week and the tip of the week, I wanted to share with you guys something that I just started doing. So as the dog barks and goes crazy. And so this is just making a tick spray. So I don't know about you guys, but I hate ticks. And it's inevitable that I feel like everybody is going to get one at some time in their life, right? Hey, can you go take care of Ellie really fast? And then you can come right back. Cool. Just let her out on the leash. Okay. Summertime has begun in our home. Anyway, and so what I did is I just got a clear spray bottle. I literally think I got this at the dollar store, but you can get, you know, the glass ones too. I just wanted this because I knew we were going to be packing it like in a bag to take with us places and I didn't want it to break. So you just take a water bottle and then it's just equal parts vinegar and water. So this specific water bottle, I think it was 1 cup vinegar and 1 cup water. So it's just white distilled vinegar. So really that's it. And I just labeled it tick spray right up here. But what I learned in my research as well is that ticks hate peppermint. They hate it. They will not latch to anything, I guess, or whatever, if it has the smell of peppermint. So I went and added 20 drops of peppermint to this spray bottle. So it's pretty simple. You can do any other essential oil if you want to. You can do lemon, you can do lavender, you can do eucalyptus, whatever really smells good to you. But I learned that in my process. So I added peppermint to mine and then you just spray it on. So this last weekend when we were out at our clubhouse, which is in the woods, I just sprayed down the kids, like their clothes. You can spray hair, you can spray whatever you want. What I did learn though, is that it doesn't feel amazing if you have cuts or scrapes on you. So my son was out playing earlier that day and he fell and he had like a big scratch on his arm. And then the neighbor dog jumped on him and he had like scratch marks on him from the paws. So when I sprayed this on him, he's like, ow, oh my gosh. And I'm like, what? And so the vinegar does not feel good and scratches and scrapes. So note to self, but you can just like spray it on the outside of your clothes. So I just had my kids just like spray it on my shirt and my pants, my shoes, my hat, my hair, and then you can spray it on your dogs and your animals as well. So I thought that was really cool. Like I said, I've only used it once so far this summer, but I'm like, hey, if it will keep a tick off of me or my kids or my dog, and we don't have to deal with pulling ticks off and getting the nasty diseases that ticks carry, then amen. What's up? Hi.
Okay.
Got
the Amazon driver. We saw Ellie.
Okay. Oh, the Amazon driver liked the dog. Yay. Okay. So that's my tip of the week this week. It's just tick spray. I will type it out for you guys below, but it's really super simple. And that's my kind of tip. If you guys are out in the woods a lot, if you're hiking, if you're camping, if you're outdoors this summer and you want to avoid ticks too, here you go. Here's some good old tick spray for you. So, all right. I'll be on next week to share another tip of the week for you guys. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.